Just a second.
Thank you for holding. Is this Adam?
Yes, it's Adam.
Hey, Adam. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Doing good. Thanks, you.
I'm doing well. You sound kind of tired, or I don't know, you had a bad day.
No, I'm just relaxed. I just want to know the price.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
I just called you back. Y'all called me. I just want to see what the price is. So,
gotcha.
I'm waiting on an order right now.
Okay. Well, Precision Garage Door of Houston and Mr. Garage Door Repair Service, they're doing something like a platinum package. The platinum packages are advertised on our website at $599 month to month. I can reduce the cost down to $299, mainly because your business is under 5 years and you're already doing Home Advisor's paper lead. A lot of Home Advisor leads come from Google to start out with. They just kind of upsell and, you know, they disperse them out to a couple of you guys at a time.
Right.
So, I mean, if you could do well with that, you'll do great with first page placement. We're just cutting out the middleman and letting the people call you right off the first page without you getting charged per lead or having to deal with the leads being so saturated.
Yeah. So that's just, I'll just be listed on the local map.
Yeah, so, you know, yeah, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of guys next to them. We'll start you out there. I mean, you have to have at least 3 months evaluation under your belt before you can get the Google Guarantee LSA ads. In this area of Houston, they moved on to LSA, Google Guarantee, so those are the guys that show up first instead of just regular ads. The regular ads aren't there anymore. But you got to go through, like, a background screening, and they want to – you know, have some reviews and some track record on you before they offer the guarantee, because there's a $2,000 insurance policy that Google will provide to the customer if they pick you off of that section.
Gotcha.
So we have to start out with local maps and then obviously grow you to that point.
Gotcha. Yeah, that sounds like a good price. I definitely would like to get my website finished before I pay for any more advertising. I know, even as a consumer, I know websites are important.
Yeah, they're important, but, you know, a lot of people do things backwards. You know, they spend a lot of money on the site, and then when it's time to get up and running on the first page, you know, there's not really availability there, or it's, like, overly saturated. So the placement's more important. I mean, there's people up there with no site at all that are still able to make money, but if your site's not being seen at the moment people are doing the search, then, you know, it's kind of redundant. Your chances would be better just continuing to buy those leads. Let me ask you this. I mean, what needs to be done with your site? Are you having somebody customize it, or have you not even started on it yet?
Well, like I told her, I put this business on hold for a little bit, and I recently come back to it. I'm building the website myself. I really don't want to pay anyone to do it, so it's taking me longer than just because I don't really know. I'm learning as I go to build it.
What if I do this? I mean, I can include a site for you at no additional charge. You know, I'll connect you with the graphic designers, so you're not paying for the site. Okay, still just the $299 for the placement. I'll include the site. Do you already have a domain, like a URL that you purchased? Like a DoneRightGarageDoors.com? No? Okay. So we'll purchase a domain for you, and then I'll connect you with the graphic designers, and we could go through an interview, like a client interview. It usually takes 30 minutes, and we'll develop the site, and then obviously you could continue to modify the site as we go or make changes or revisions through the graphic designer here, because the hosting would be included in the package. How's that sound?
I mean, that does sound pretty good.
Yeah, that way it's all under one roof. You know, you don't have like one website guy that you got to call, and you got to have one guy to handle your Google listing. You know, we'll be your centralized hub. And there's a tracking system built into the Google listing too. So we'll actually be able to show you each month that you're not just spending $299 on nothing. We'll be able to show you all the clients that it's bringing in.
And then, like, with this website, will I be able to customize it with your graphic designer, you know, like,
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it's fully customizable. The hosting's included too. So websites are ever changing. You start running a promotion, you start adding a service, you want to remove a service. You know, those are all things we'll be able to update on the site and continue to customize as we go. So that way it happens in real time, and that way your listing has the most up-to-date site on it at all times.
Sounds good. Mm-hmm. How long is this offer good for?
Well, my reps were actively looking to fill the listing. So we're just a Google partner. We're not actually Google. So when these spots open up, they just kind of give us a list of qualified candidates, and then our job is to call down and fill it.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. So it would be like $299 a month?
$299 a month, month to month. There'll be no extra surprises. I would ask you for, you know, 2 month commitment before you really start evaluating like return on investment dollars and cents wise, because right. the first couple weeks we're PIN verifying you, we're getting the website up and running to how you want it to look, getting you optimized and listed for all 15 of your keywords that you select. So, you know, month two it's really where it's gonna pop. Not to mention, you know, as the weather. Well, I guess that's not really a factor in Houston, but as the seasons come, traffic always tends to pick up with the online searches.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Christmas is the only thing that slows my industry down.
Well, yeah, no, because I mean, if I can't really back out, like I know you guys had a crazy winter this past winter. You know, if I have a situation where I'm kind of trapped in there, I'm definitely I'm going to need your help, you know? So, I mean, is your focus just mainly, like, installation, or are you doing repair, too?
Yeah, I do service, repairs, and installation. So,
yeah.
So
smaller jobs, it's the bigger stuff that's kind of season, you know, up and down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do new doors, new motors, repair old, new, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's key, too. Like, imagine I woke up in the morning, and I need to get to work, and then, you know, something's up with my garage. It's not working, and I'm trapped, my car's in here. You know, I go on my phone's right there in my pocket. I Google these guys, you're there, I click it, I call you, and, you know, you're on your way. And, you know, that's really where the money is, the convenience of you being right in their pocket and being able to come out and help them at the moment that they need the service is going to open the doors for you.
Right. Is there a percentage, a win percentage, like for businesses that are on the top of that list?
Well, Google doesn't tell us. Yeah, like we can't guarantee you customers, so I got to kind of be careful. Yeah, the way we word that, but they did tell us that 87% of searches that are done on Google will start and stop in this section. So
hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
What's today's date? 14. Thank you. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, so I was saying, like, I can't guarantee you customers, but Google did tell us that 87% of searches that are done on the Google search engine start and stop in that Google Maps section. So, you know, we're basically putting you where 9 out of 10 of them are going to pull the trigger, but I can't tell you, hey, you're going to get 30 or you're going to get 40. You know, that's just not realistic. They got to still choose you, and you got to close the job. So Google doesn't want us to lie to you, basically.
Gotcha.
By promising you anything. But yeah, I mean, it's been the most profitable form of online advertising for the last, like, 15 years.
Gotcha. Can I call this number right back, or is there another number I should call to get a hold of you or someone to follow through with this in just a couple minutes?
Yeah, I have my direct number and extension. I could text it to you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'll text it to you now. It's just I know that they're going to try to send me the next pre-screen guy because they're going out and filling it. What's going to change between now and a couple minutes? Kind of confused.
I have two guys in my field that paid for this kind of advertisement.
Uh-huh.
I just want to talk to them for a second.
You know what they're going to tell you?
I'll listen.
They're going to tell you, it sucks. It's horrible. Don't use it. I've been paying every month for the last 5 months with no contract. And I'm coming back every month because really it's working great, obviously. That's how they get, you know, 295 reviews for Precision Garage Door Houston, you know. And that's probably just a fraction of the guys that use it. But you'd be their competition if we put you up there next to them. Like, let me call the competitor and ask him how he likes Google, and I could see that he's getting all his business off of Google. The guy's going to tell you it sucks. And if you subcontract for him, then he's definitely going to tell you it sucks. So that way he could keep getting a percentage of those leads that he's not going out on. It's like you're working for him if he's subcontracting to you.
Yeah, you're not wrong.
Yeah, it's like asking your employer, hey, what do you think if I started a garage door company? Ah, it's a horrible idea. You know how much money I lost with the garage door company in the last year while he's sitting on a beach sipping a pina colada?
Yeah.
Bad idea. Go back to work.
That's true.
Yeah. You're going to fail. You're going to hate
it. That's true.
Meanwhile, they're using it. I'm sure my CEO would tell us the same thing.
Right.
Keep me in the seat. Yeah.
Bad idea. You don't want to do it.
Yeah, exactly. It's a horrible idea. Start your own company? No way. You know what? Google's charging me an arm and a leg. Yeah, but what are you making off of it? Obviously, you've been doing it since 2004, right? The proof is in the pudding.
Right.
Yeah. If it was so bad, you could have closed your doors a long time ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what one of my buddies has said. He's paid like $500, and he got like one lead.
Oh jeez.
But I don't know if he's I don't know what you know how much of that is the truth, but I do know with Angie with Home Advisor, I don't get very many leads either. I mean, I get the leads, but not many of them are fruitful.
Well, okay, so here's the thing.
They say on Home Advisor that you'll only be competing with two or three other companies at a time, but I don't know if that's true.
No, yeah, you're on the right track. So if you Google garage door repair Houston, right? There's the Google Guarantee guys first. Then there's the Maps guys, where we're talking about listing you those three. And then you go one, two, three spots down, and there's a Home Advisor 20 best garage door repair company. So you're on that Home Advisor by Angie's List category. They put themselves on Google, right? But when they get that one lead from Google, let's say it costs them $5 to get the lead, if you broke it down, they sell it for $20, $30, $40 to like five guys.
Yeah.
Six guys.
Right.
You know, there's no limit. They tell you three, but who knows? And then they collect all that money, but only one person gets the job. And because of the way that they capture the leads and then they disperse them to you, there could be like a 2-3 hour gap between when that person filled out that form on Home Advisor and when you're actually calling them or receive the lead that you're paying $30-$40 on.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Like I said, the convenience,
supposed to respond right away, but I see it says submitted 45 minutes ago.
It's impossible. It's impossible because they're not calling you directly. That's what makes these Google listings profitable, is the customer, like the scenario that I gave you earlier, is they have the convenience of just being able to pull their phone out, and you're a top option there. They could call you directly as a live call, real time. You're talking to that person rather than a lead getting sent to you, and you having to call that person back.
Right.
They're calling you. That keeps the power in your court, too. Like, hey, you're calling me because you have a problem that you want solved now. So, you know, you got to pay top dollar. Whereas if this guy's getting a call from you, when you call them, you lose all power. You lose all power. You lose all credibility because the customer knows, hey, I already filled out that form. I'm going to get five or six other calls if I don't like your price. So I'm just going to hear out these other guys until I get the cheapest one. The guys that fill out Home Advisor can wait. The guys that click on the first page placements on Google, they don't got time to wait. They need somebody there now.
Gotcha. You're good at your job, man.
Hey, I've been here 10 years. I love what I do. It's not just the selling portion. I just like watching the businesses change because on the back end, I can log into your tracking system and actually see your numbers. I could sit down with you and go, hey, Adam, you spent $299 with me last month, but look at this $5,000 in transactions.
Yeah, that's pretty, I guess, ideal. That's the ideal.
Yeah. It's a fun job to have. Not just building the site, but like, hey, if we switch the keywords out, you know, the results change like this. You start adding this service, you know, you start making more money here. It's kind of a back-end way of monitoring a business and kind of guiding you on a successful path is instead of guessing, hey, what do you think people are going to search next month? We got 10 years of data. We know which keywords people are typing in the most in your industry and in your area, and we're going to submit you for those. So that way we know your phone's going to ring consistently rather than guessing, what's going to get you more calls, garage door repair or garage door installation? We'll probably list you for both, but we would be able to tell you that anyway. You get what I'm saying? It's just fun, and it's interesting to see the trends and what the weather does and things like that. It keeps my mind occupied.
Will I always be in contact with somebody, or will this be like after the first month?
No. So I'll be your account lead. We'll be here to walk you through it unless you tell us, like, hey, okay, I got it at this point. You know, I got my tracking system. I know how it works. I'll call you guys when I want to switch out a keyword or change my site or something. But we basically walk you through it until it's up and running properly, and then you can always reach out to me. But I'm not going to be the only person you talk to. You know, there's a graphic designer that does your website. You know, I'm not going to be the one doing your website. There's a client interview technician. You know, their job is to interview you, set up your keywords, set up your radius that you're targeting, customizing your campaign. So there are other technicians. You know, there's another Google rep that's going to verify your listing with you during your client interview. So, I'd be your direct point of contact if you want something done quickly because I'm the account lead. But, you know, there are going to be other voices involved, and there's always going to be somebody to assist you, though, and basically walk you through it and make sure that your business is successful. That's how we get you to come back each month. And obviously, if you're not coming back, we're not going to make any money. It's a lot better to have somebody come back that you're already working with than have to sign up a new guy. So.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a contract, or is this month to month?
It's paid out month to month, but like I said, I'm supposed to advise you to give it at least a 2-month commitment. Okay, that's what I'm supposed to recommend.
Yeah, I mean, I would give it more than that, but I mean, if and when I decided to stop, would it just be, you know?
Oh, just a phone call. Yeah, we're not working.
Phone call.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's no cancellation fee or anything like that. We're not holding anybody hostage. If you don't want to be on the first page, you get calls from people about your services, then we'll take you down. We'll move on. There's no reason for us to, continue that. That's just a hassle on both ends. So it's just a phone call. We could deactivate the optimization and part ways. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. We want you coming back at your own will.
Gotcha. So when would I pay the $300 today? When would I be in contact with your web designer?
Oh, we start working on everything right away. So like I send your PIN verification out today, and then if you have time, I can do the client interview this afternoon. I have a slot available between 3 and 4, as well as 4 and 5 and 5 and 6.
Okay. And how long does that interview take?
20 to 30 minutes on average, but we ask for that hour window in case you have extra questions or it goes over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's usually about 20 to 30 minutes. It's usually about 25 set questions.
Okay. And there'll be no cost for this web design?
No cost. I'm including the site for you. So it's just a gift for me to you to start their business relationship off on the right foot.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of making this hard to pass up.
Yeah, I mean, a website alone is usually going to run you that. So my goal in throwing that in is, hey, if I can get you to try it, you know, it's kind of like the people at Sam's Club or Costco. If I can get you to try the cracker, you'll buy the box later. So if I can get you to try it out by getting rid of the site, then I know that once you compare this to Home Advisor, this will be a no-brainer for you. We already, I mean, Google does their research before they put you on the qualified candidates list. They're not going to have us call somebody that it doesn't make sense for, you know, so they already know, hey, this is going to be better than what he's already using. You know, it's not going to be a waste of your guys' time if you call him first. So that's basically our outlook on it, you know. Mm-hmm. It's not really a cold call, so to speak. We kind of look at what you're already using and the background screenings that you've already been through.
Would I pay the $299 after the background screening?
No, you've already been pre-qualified. They do that online. So before they put you on the qualified candidates list to receive this call, they look into your business and decide if you're eligible for the placement or not. So a quality score is derived from a variety of factors. It could be length of time in business, reviews that you have, et cetera. Previous background screenings that you've done. Mm-hmm. You got to remember, HomeAdvisor, Angie, any directory you submit your business to or that you get reviewed on, Google has access to because they're on Google. So they already, you know, they have a pre-existing relationship there. Google's the big brother there.
Gotcha. So they're sharing the information.
Yeah. Right. So we know, hey, you exist, you're trustworthy. You want to make sure, I mean, we're sending you to people's houses at the end of the day. So you're not just going to, oh, just because you're willing to pay, you know, we're not going to put you up there. Like, Google doesn't even do ads for locksmiths anymore. So it's like you're the closest thing to a locksmith because of the industry. Is, you know, it's just bad things can happen.
So locksmiths can't have ads on Google?
No, not anymore. Yep. You can get these you can get local listings, but they just don't want to promote them, and they don't offer, like, LSA yet. It's supposed to relaunch in June, but they're setting up, like, a different background screening that's just more in-depth before they're going to start running ads or do any more Google guarantee on these guys.
I got you, because, you know, a locksmith does, and they get into a locked door.
Exactly. And then you're going over there, the guy sees you got a Rolex sitting in the back, and he knows how to get into your house.
Yep. I always wondered about those guys.
Yeah, I mean, the HVAC
guys.
You
get into your car real quick, you lock your keys in your car, and they help you get in. Like,
yeah,
you stole
right.
You've stolen cars before.
AAA, yeah, the guys at AAA always look fishy, but I'm grateful for them when I need them. Yeah, but no, the HVAC guys are the real criminals. They go over there and tell you all kind of stuff is wrong that's not even wrong, and then they hike up the price. Those are the guys that, yeah, those guys are bad right now.
Yep. So, you're not wrong about that. All right. So, what else do I need to know?
Well, I would say that, I mean, even though with a month-to-month service, you know, it's not one of those things that's like set it and forget it, you know? I mean, your business is ever-changing, the market's ever-changing, so, I mean,
constantly grooming.
Yeah, like, don't think that you're just going to sign up with me today and then we're never going to talk again and then you're good. Like, I'm going to need to pick your brain. You're the boots on the ground, so I got to still be able to, you know, touch base with you and customize the campaign, and there's going to be adjustments that you're going to want to make scheduling-wise and things like that. So, you know, I always tell people my educated clients are the happiest clients. So the more you ask questions and the more you learn and the more you know, it's easier to justify the expense.
Oh, definitely, yeah. I definitely educate my customers, like you're saying, you educate me.
Right, yeah, we do the same.
The customer knows, the happier they feel.
Yeah, exactly. So we do the same. We want to have that open line of communication, and that way you know what you're investing in each month, and you know what we're bringing to the table for your company.
So you're with Local Splash? That's just the name of your company.
Yeah, it's localsplash.com. That we're the premier Google partner. So we're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry. We're in Orange County, California.
Gotcha. See, but having the highest rating on Google doesn't necessarily mean you're the best, though, right?
No. We're automatically the highest rated.
Well, I'm saying that because I've worked for a company like that. They're okay, but they're on the top of Google.
No. I'm saying we're the highest rated Google partner. Google has three partners. Yeah, that do this.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. We're the highest rated Google partner. I mean, we're the highest rated on Google too, but yeah, I mean, that doesn't necessarily mean something. It just means that somebody's either paying for the advertisement or Google's doing it for us at no cost, you know? You could be the highest rated garage door company just by signing up with me today. It doesn't mean that you're the best, or just because, you know, Precision Garage Door, they have a 4.6 star rating and 295 reviews, and you're going to be starting out with maybe five star and one review. Doesn't mean that they're better or you're worse. You know, it's advertising.
Right, it's just the rating.
Yeah, it's just the rating.
So you're in California?
Yeah, we're in Orange County. I'm originally from Huntington Beach, but our company, we have three locations in Orange County. We have Fountain Valley, Costa Mesa, and Newport Beach. And then the Google headquarters that we promote out of is out of Newport Beach. So we're partners right next to the Southern California location here. We're the Southern California Google partner. So I should have worded that. There's a Mountain View, California, which is the original one, and then there's a San Francisco as well. So you have a Northern, a Central, and a Southern California Google partner and Google headquarters. Those are the only ones in the country.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Google doesn't have locations anywhere else. They were supposed to actually launch one in New York, in downtown Manhattan, and then the pandemic started, and they were actually going to have, like, whole families, like, relocate from California to New York, and they just all got shut down because of the pandemic, and then they just never went back to it. I don't know if they're still even under contract for that building anymore.
Hmm. Yeah, they never did a lot. Still doing things.
I would never move my family to New York, I'll tell you that. I mean, living in California is crazy enough, but thank God we're in Orange County. It's called the Orange Curtain, so it's like the largest Republican-based community here. I'm very libertarian in my thinking, but being surrounded by a bunch of Dems and liberals is an experience. I'm a lot more
surrounded by a lot of that California.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about keeping my rights. I love. I'm pro Second Amendment. I would be very. I would do well in Texas. Texas sounds like paradise to me.
Lots of restrictions in California.
It's just ridiculous. I had to jump through loops with the sheriff and all kinds of stuff just to get a license to carry, concealed carry.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah,
it's
you can just, only carry so many rounds, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can only have 10 rounds as the limit. Even if I went to a range and I shot my AR, it's 10 rounds. So I got I can't put more.
Yeah, you gotta have those magazines with the freaking
the little baby ones.
With the two spacer inside.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can only put 10 rounds in your magazine.
Yeah, the little tiny ones. I mean, I have the 30 clip, but I just don't even pull it out, because then they just come over like, you can only have 10 in there. You know, even if I pull out the 30 and I start loading it up, they're just, yeah, it's a headache. And then, I mean, the call's recorded. Let's just not even go into that.
Right. Well, I'm walking around Texas with a 30 round clip of my pistol right now.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. But
no need for that. I'm not trying to get into a gunfight.
Yeah, there's no need for it. But it's just nice, you know. I mean, you never know what's gonna happen. I've you know, my I got some family that's pretty wealthy, and Newport Beach is like one of the more wealthy areas. I got kind of lucky with that part, but you know, you don't want to go driving towards Los Angeles with, you know, even a nice car and just turn yourself into a target. So it's kind of one of those areas where you're in Texas, you don't always feel like you need to have a gun, but you can whenever you want. In California, it's the opposite. It's like you feel like you need to have it all the time, but you're not allowed to.
Right, right.
So all the bad guys got one, and you're just kind of there, like, naked. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I walk around with it every day, and I'm like, well, I can't not carry it because something might happen, but I don't feel like anything will ever happen.
Yeah, yeah, I like that, because I keep feel like, I think that's kind of the Republican side of thinking is just, you know, you don't know who's, yeah, you know what I mean, just kind of be prepared. It's not even just that, it's like, when everybody has one, they're not, your area is less inclined. People think when you have more around that people are going to be, you know, shootings are going to happen everywhere. No kid's going to go shoot up a school when they know that he's going to get shot. those shootings happen in places like California where they know, hey, yeah, they know I can go crazy and shoot all 30 rounds and probably never have one fired back at me, you know? So I feel like having more of them around actually makes people act properly. Whereas, you know, you have areas where it's restricted, the guy goes and takes the gun into a restricted area, and he knows there's a bunch of unarmed civilians that can just shoot like cattle. But that's a whole other topic.
Yep. That's probably the whole purpose of that constitutional carry that we...
Yeah, that's why they put it in our... Exactly. That's why they put the Second Amendment in there. It was, hey, if everybody's got them and you have the right to defend yourself all the time, well, it'll stop people from doing stuff crazy. You know, you go into places where you're not allowed to have them. One guy with a gun is all of a sudden Superman. He could, you know, have everybody turn out their pockets, knock down whoever he wants. So,
you know, what's crazy too is, like, I've got a license to carry too. You can't carry a gun in certain areas, but if you do, it's illegal, right?
Yeah.
But say like you can't carry it in a post office. That's illegal.
Right. It's a federal building.
But say that you do. And somebody walks in there trying to shoot up the place, and you actually take them out, you will actually be let off the hook for having your gun in the post office.
Yeah. I mean, some laws apply everywhere. Like, the one good thing about California that I can say is, like, they do have laws to protect you from, like, home invasion. I don't know if it applies the same there. But
yeah,
if somebody, like, kicked in my door or was,
but in,
like,
California, y'all are supposed to, like, try to flee first, right?
Yeah, that's what they say.
It's a law in California. You have to try to flee first.
I'm pro Second Amendment, so if somebody's robbing my car or kicks in my door, I'm laying them down, period. I'm not calling cops. I'm not running.
Right.
I'm shooting, and then they can come get the body. And I'm confident that they're going to let you off for that. You know, you have the right to protect your stuff, but... It's taking it somewhere else where it makes it almost like if you leave your home, you're exposed to anything, you know.
Yeah. All right, so, do I pay you now? Or?
Yeah, let me create your account though. What's your last name, Adam?
Moroni. Moron and EY.
Okay. M-O-R-O-N-E-Y.
Some people... There you go. I say that to some people and they can't spell moron and I feel bad.
Oh, well. Yeah. I mean, it's not really a word that I'm too fond of.
Yeah. But you got it right.
Yeah. I gotta...
I don't say it often because I don't like to...
Yeah.
I like to make people feel like you can't spell...
Our CEO says that I can be kind of demeaning to people when I say stupid and moron and idiot, and so I gotta kind of, I'm slowly working that out. Yeah, I called an employee an idiot and I got written up. Okay, and then what's your business? What's your business email address? I could send you everything in writing.
drgaragedoors@outlook.com.
drgaragedoors@what, I'm sorry?
Outlook.com.
Outlook, okay. Update. CT. And then you're still at the 15500 Cutton Road, unit 1605?
Yes.
Can you receive mail there?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want me to hide your address across the internet?
I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Unit 1605
it's
sounds
not a
like
shop. It's not like
apartment.
It's not a
yeah.
Shop,
it's,
so it's like,
that's what I'm saying. It sounds like an apartment, and you know, I don't want anybody coming to my house. I don't know if you have kids, but I got two little boys, and I mean, I'm not having anybody coming to my house.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah,
you know,
that's why I sounded like shit in the beginning of the call because I fucking didn't sleep last night.
Oh, yeah, no, I hear you. my youngest is 10 months old. He was born in April. So, I already know. Oh, yeah, yeah, you're right in there. You have boys?
I have one boy, yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, your 7 month old is a boy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. That's really good, you know?
Yeah, it is. I can't wait to get through this first year, though.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to it, too. April 28th, he'll be a year, so I'm coming up on the first birthday. I thought I'd be excited about it, but I'm kind of stressed out, too, because I got to plan the whole birthday party and stuff and get all this stuff, and his mom's, like, bugging me all the time about things. So I'm just, like, every day I go home, it's let's talk about planning his first birthday. And she's, like, wants to go on a vacation right after. I'm like, he's not going to remember it. We'll take pictures. I'm like, okay, whatever. Process.
Yeah. That first birthday really is more about the parents, I guess.
Yeah, that's how I am. I'm at home like, okay, right. She wants to get all this pizza and order these jumpers. I'm like, he can't jump in a jumper. He's one. He's not going to eat pizza. You know, this is all for all the family members and everybody that wants to act like they care so much, and we don't see them for 2-3 months on an end. You know, they've met them.
It's a birthday party that's filled with. It's a birthday party for a kid, but it's filled with adults.
Yeah, bunch of fake adults. You know, you see them 10 times throughout the year. The kids maybe met them 10 times maximum. Most of the time, they don't even ask how the kid's going, but they're gonna show up for free cake and pizza. And they're gonna have their kids running around. Spending all my money.
Yeah.
But oh well, you know, I guess this is what we got to deal with. Okay, so I got your profile created. What about the client interview time? Did you say you wanted to do between 3 and 4, 4 and 5, 5 and 6?
Probably 5 and 6.
5 and 6. And then what are your hours of operation
right
now?
And you're going to hide my address on there, right?
Yeah. No, I got it. I already did it.
Yeah. The thing about a garage business is I don't need much overhead. I don't really need a shop.
No, yeah, I know. Yeah, you go to them. They don't come to you. So there's no point in having it up there anyway. Yeah. Exactly what I was thinking.
My hours of operation are 8 to 6.
8 to 6. Is that Monday through Friday?
No, I do have, like... put Monday through Saturday.
Okay, 8 to 6, Monday through Saturday. What were you saying? I feel like I cut you off.
I do have like a 24-hour emergency service.
Okay.
But I don't work 24 hours.
Yeah, I got you. Emergency services available. And then the call button will always be active, so they can always call you. But you get to kind of divvy out when you do and don't want to work. I'll have Sunday listed as closed, but... emergency service is still available. Okay. All right. And then I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your Gmail for that client interview between 5 and 6. And then we'll also send you a text message like 1 hour before the appointment just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If something pops up or changes, just let me know. I could always reschedule it, but let's try to knock that out right away. And then do you have like a logo or photos that you want to use for the website?
Yeah, I've got, I'm going to send you the same photos that I'm uploading to HomeAdvisor.
Okay. Okay, I'll send you the email address right now. Send those in so that way we have them ready. And then as we go, obviously you'll get new jobs and we could populate it with new photos and you'll already know the graphic designer, so if you have any changes or revisions you want to make, you could always request them either through that email or you could call me directly. And then you'll notice our customer service line is going to be attached to the receipt in every text and our email that you get from our company moving forward. So you'll, there's a 24/7 customer service here as well.
Okay. I heard you say Gmail.
It's Outlook. It's Outlook. Yeah, my apologies.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just it's coming from my Gmail. So you should have it actually already if you go to the drgaragedoors@outlook.com.
Yeah, I heard it go off. I am driving on the freeway.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, last thing we got to do is just secure the payment, and then you're good to go until that client interview between 5 and 6.
I am hands-free, though, so I don't have my... I'm hands-free,
oh, okay.
But I'm not going to look at my phone.
Oh, no, I gotcha. I gotcha. It's just a distraction. I drove... yesterday, I basically drove the whole, like, coast of California. I didn't get back until, like, 9 o'clock, but I went from San Francisco all the way down here to Orange County, and it's just down PCH, the Highway 1. So I basically was in my 4Runner hands-free for like 12 hours. So yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
You
got any headphones you use? Or?
Yeah, actually I got some.
Up to your car.
No, I turned 30 on October 11th, so I have some, I can hook it up to my car too. It has a Bluetooth there, but I had my sons in the back seat, so I didn't want them hearing everything. So on my birthday though, my lady brought me those AirPods, those Apple AirPods. So they're in the back seat, like listening to their little tablets and all that noise going on. My lady's got her headphones in, listening to what she wants. And I got mine in doing what I want to do. So yeah, I use those AirPods. They're really good.
That's how it goes these days. That's the nice thing about it is we can all do something different. So now
oh man,
bad
so,
of a ride.
So you're 7 months old. I don't know if you get them into the technology. At first, I was like, I'm never gonna put my kids on the TV. But my youngest, he watches this thing called Little Baby Bums. And like Mickey Mouse Clubhouse.
Oh, mine too.
Yeah. If I put that on the
little
tablet.
Baby bum.
Yeah, Little Baby Bums. If I put that on the tablet, he is good, man. I'm telling you, it's like we're not even here.
Yep.
Yeah, on YouTube.
Yep.
That's the best. I highly recommend.
I agree not giving them too much technology, but the TV, I'm like, man, I grew up with a TV.
Sometimes you need it.
Yeah,
and especially with boys, man, if you could get them a playpen in the next couple months, like, get them a playpen. Because anything they can get into once they start, like, standing up and getting around the edge of that table and walking, anything that you could do to lock them down in one area, do it. You know, baby safe the house or get a playpen. Because I'm telling you, stuff you don't even think they're going to be able to get, they will get it. If it's accessible,
bro,
they will get into it. Yeah.
Even when he's in my hands, he's like grabbing shit that you don't even think he can grab. Like,
yeah.
Hey, whoa, shit!
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Filling your glass of water before you even know he can do it.
Yep, everything. Knocking things over. I mean, I've had all kinds.
Grabbing cords.
Yeah. Oh, the cords are the worst. The light socket, I swear, if I didn't get those plugs, I would think he'd stick his tongue in there.
Yeah.
The boys are crazy. I think the girls have a little more sense. Our boys come out like cavemen, man. They're just wild.
Well, I believe that men, boys, they have a more of an underdeveloped brain than girls do. That's why
I don't think it's that.
We jump off shit and we...
Yeah, we learn the hard way. That's just how we are. We try it out first, and,
yeah.
You know, if it hurts, we stop. If it doesn't hurt, we do keep going.
Right. And if it hurts, it kind of feels good. We do it again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that's
boys,
why, you know, you bump your head into
yeah.
something, it releases some endorphins. It feels kind of good, so you do it again.
Yeah, that's the hard part. Like, my 10-month-old, he starts touching the light socket, and I slap his hand, and he looks at me and laughs. I'm like, dude, I'm trying to punish you. Like, this isn't funny. And he just thinks it's a game and goes and puts his hand right back at it, and I'm like, no, I'll have to do it, like, 10 times over. I must not do it hard enough or something. I don't
know. You don't want to get punished by the outlet, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather him learn from me than the outlet, but he's not getting that through his thick skull right now, so it is. It is what it is. All right, Adam, though, I got your profile set up, and the client interview is scheduled between 5 and 6. So in terms of securing that first month's payment of the $299, did you want to put it on a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
Be a Visa.
Okay. Is it under your name or the business name?
Under my name.
Okay. It's Adam Maroney. Is there any middle initial on the card?
E.
E? Okay. And then is the billing address
yeah,
the same as the...
Oh,
T as in Tom?
T as in Paul.
Oh, Paul. Oh, wow. I was way off. Okay. The update. Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
Okay. So that letter, by the way, I don't know if we touched on that. It usually takes about 3 to 5 days. You should have it by Friday. There's a 5-digit number on the back of it that I'm going to need from you. So you could either text that in or call in with it, but we need that. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. I'll have the address hidden, but you'll still have that dot there, and we still got to PIN verify you. Okay?
Gotcha.
All right. And then, on the front of that card, there's 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, I'm ready whenever you are.
Oh, shit.
Be careful.
My debit card is 9001.
I don't know. The lady got you in your sleep.
Where did I put it?
Oh, she took it last night, man. We ran out of formula, so she drove like 45 minutes away to go get the formula. Send me a picture of that. Taking my shit and I'll
back. I hear you. Like I said, I did the whole drive from North Cal to Southern California down the Highway 1 yesterday. We had to pull over at CVS and get those pre-made Enfamils. I don't know if you ever seen those. They're like pre-mixed bottles already, so you could just pour them in there and give it to them. Yeah. But I freaked out on my lady because we got some water that was like nursery water, but it actually says that it's non-sterile and you still have to boil that nursery water. So
yeah.
My son pooped gray on Friday night, and I was freaking out. They were like, oh, liver problems and all this stuff. You can't Google anything or you're dead. But not when it comes to medical advice, anyway.
Right.
But yeah, I started looking up all this crazy stuff. Yeah, exactly. He's got liver disease. I was like, no, we got to cancel the trip, take him to the hospital. No, but it was just that that non-sterile water has like fluoride and all kinds of stuff, and it's you still have to boil that nursery water. So I was like, forget it. Get that pre-mixed Enfamil. It's already back there. You don't got to shake it up. Just pour it in. He's good to go.
Yeah. Should be careful. That non-sterile water is going to get a brain-eating amoeba.
Yeah, exactly. You got to be really careful in the beginning. My son actually, my youngest, he actually had COVID. So he got sick in December. I had him at the children's hospital, like, overnight. He had a real bad fever. And he also had, like, a problem called hydronephrosis, where his, like, bladder wasn't draining properly, or the tube from his kidney to his bladder wasn't draining properly, so he had to have a little procedure, and kids are very sensitive in the beginning. It's weird, because he runs around like he's Superman already. He's already, like, almost walking, but, and he's got a lot of energy, super strong, 96th percentile on the growth chart. I'm super proud of that, but, he's a big guy. He's a big boy. He was actually born 9 pounds, 11 ounces. I'm super proud of that. I think he's going to be bigger than me. Yeah. But he's going to be bigger than Big Brother.
Nice.
Yeah, Big Brother was 7
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, my little man, he's only a 50th percentile. Man, he's got some muscles on him, man.
Yeah. Oh, my God. It's crazy, their muscle definition. You know what's nuts, though, is my son, he started out really small, like small. He was like 15th percentile in weight, and he was 50th percentile in height. And then he had that appointment going from 6 months to 9 months, and then he went from like 50th percentile to in the 90s, or just in that 3-month period.
Oh, wow.
So you never know. Like, yours is right at 7 months. You know, the next 2 months, he might just be knocking out for long periods of time, and then all of a sudden he's growing. You know, he's just eating and sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they do that on you when they're that small.
It's just the beginning.
Yeah. He looks so different. Just between 6 months and 10 months, he looks so different.
He'll wait on her send the same picture.
Oh, no worries. I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, so we could take our time. The client interviews are already set, so they're not going
to
be bugging me.
I'm about to be at a customer's house, so I got limited time here.
Oh, okay. Well, let's hopefully get this knocked out.
What she's doing.
Okay.
I'm gonna call her real quick.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'll hold.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm still with you.
Okay. All right, she sent it. What do you need?
The 16 digits on the front, the expiration date, month, and year, and the 3-digit code on the back.
And you actually need the security code?
Yeah, we use VeriSign Secure, so we have to have billing address, the full information, and then we obviously have to have you authorize that you're an authorized user on the card, and then they'll encrypt the billing information so that way after we input it, we can't see it or access it. They'll send you the login information for your tracking system, and then moving forward, you're the only person that has access to the billing, and you can start and stop it or change it at your own leisure.
Alright, there's no way I can like type of the numbers without giving them to you?
No, not in the initial payment. After you sign up, I'll send you the login information, and there's a YouTube video too that shows you how to log into your account dashboard and tracking system, and you could change it at your own terms. So the only time you have to give your billing information is that initial sign up.
Gotcha. I just don't even know you, so I gotta give you my credit card information.
you're in good hands. I got two mouths to feed. I would never risk my job over somebody's billing information. That's why I'm here, actually. So they've already background screened me, and I have to have a certain level of certification to take your payment method. Otherwise, they would have left you on the phone with Desiree.
Yeah,
so if something goes wrong with your account, I'm going to have the police at my door. You're in good hands.
All right, ready?
I'm ready for you.
4610.
4610.
4602.
4602.
8433.
8433.
6906.
6906. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0207.
Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
985.
Okay, and then hopefully you're not too close to that job. I need like 60 seconds just to voice verify you as an added form of protection because of the discounts that I've applied. As I'm walking you through this, you okay?
Yeah, you're good. I'm actually in the driveway.
Oh, okay.
I just almost went into the... I almost went over the side.
Oh, dang. Okay. 60 seconds, and then we're good till the...
I'll be
okay.
Up front here.
Okay, client interviews at 5. So we'll just 60 seconds, do this, and then you're good to go. Oh, by the way, do you have a business Facebook page yet?
Yeah, I do.
You do? Let me just pull it up here. All right, I'll add it. I'm going to throw in $100 of Facebook ads. No extra charge to you. I'm just going to – hopefully that helps us get even a little more jobs under our belt since you're giving me a shot today. I want to pull all the strings that I can here. So let me just add this. Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company, Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you, the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Dunright Garage Doors.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts while you're using our services?
Yes.
I know what you're already using. I'm not saying you have to cancel anything like that or anything like that. It's just saying, like, before you add anything, make sure to let us know. Like, if somebody starts touching your website, you know, I got to know what's going on or we'll kick them from it. Or, like, same thing if they start touching your Google listing. You know, we want a heads up. I also don't want you paying for something that we're already doing, you know, so. If you're not sure, just let me know. That's why I give you the direct number and extension. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 14th, 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that's going to be for the Platinum package. So I'm including the .com website for you at no additional charge. I've also included $100 worth of Facebook ads at no additional charge to you in your campaign, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your the setup of your campaign. So the client interview technician is basically going to get stiffed on this one. It says when your the payment is completed, or the second month payment is completed, because it's a 2-month verbal, your agreement is going to be set up to automatically renew each month on the 14th day in that amount of $299. It states you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. You're not binded to a long-term contract. There's no cancellation fee or penalty or anything like that. And then it asks if you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms.
Yeah.
Okay. So you should have a text message in there. It'll say, Adam, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file.
Mm-hmm.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a link there. It says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. If you click on that, there's a full outline of the agreement in writing. Okay, that's also sent over to your email. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the cancellation policy, et cetera, in writing. At the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. Once you sign off on it, it'll take you to the username and password page for your account dashboard and tracking system. I know you're working, so don't really worry about that right now. At the end of the client interview, they'll send you the login credentials for that and that YouTube video, kind of give you some input on how to use it. But I'll let you get back to the rest of your day, so that way you don't miss that client. You have my direct number and extension, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just feel free to call in, okay?
Gotcha. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
You said I have your number?
Yeah, the one that says, hi, this is John. I think that's the first text that I sent you about almost an hour ago.
Okay. Gotcha.
You got it? Yeah. And then the email address for you to send in the photos should be in there as well.
Yeah, photos at Local Splash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then the outline of the agreement. And it'll also have our customer service line affiliated with it. So you have my direct number and extension, and you have the customer service line. The 714 number will actually forward to my email, so if you want to text, you could always text there too. If you don't want to text, you'll see at the bottom of the subscription terms you could opt out of that. So it's at your own discretion.
Okay. Who's going to be contacting me, like, between 5 and 6?
It'll be our client interview technician, so they'll actually just say, hi, I'm the client interview technician for Local Splash, and then they'll give you their full first and last name, so that way you know.